Thank you for having me this morning. Today's passage that I'll be sharing from is John chapter
3. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 16,
I'll read.
第1到16节, 约翰福音第3章第1到第16节。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜来见耶稣，说：拉比，我知道你是从神那里来作师傅的。 因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说：我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再重，冇复出来吗？耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。 从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。第7节，我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这样的事呢？耶稣回答说， 你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事么？我实实在在告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的。你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信；若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。 摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。16节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
According to the Bible, a man named Nicodemus, a Pharisee, comes to see Jesus.
正话读经文咧，就话咧有一个法利赛人，佢叫做尼哥底母，佢夜晚黑嚟见耶稣。
Now, I don't know how much you know about Pharisees. I know that your pastor has been preaching through the book of Luke. And the Pharisees come up from time to time, haven't they? Unfortunately, through most of the Gospels, the picture we see of the Pharisees is one that's not very good. Jesus is constantly correcting the Pharisees.
耶稣呢，经常去教训他们，更正他们的。
They're shown to be a group of leaders who have led the people astray. But I wonder if we have a complete picture of who the Pharisees are.
我不明白,不知道大家知不知道其實法利賽人呢,其實全面是一種什麼人呢?
If you look through history, the Pharisees have actually been around for only about 100 years up to this point in the story.
從歷史上看,法利賽人這個名稱和這種人呢,是大概100年左右而已。
Israel had been completely destroyed at the time.
當時呢,以色列人呢,已經是被滅了國了。
The faith that believed and worshipped God was almost non-existent.
他們對神的信心,他們的敬拜已經差不多不存在了。Only
a handful of scribes and sages held on to God's word.
只有一小撮的文士,他們是在找他們所信的。They
protected it with their dear life.
他們用他們的生命去保護他們所信的。These
scribes and sages, they led the worship every week.
這些文士仍然堅持去帶領這個崇拜。
But they never taught the people anything.
但他們就沒有教那些人一些道理的。
So up came the Pharisees as a new religious order.
所以當時在宗教上就會產生了一類人叫做法利賽人。They
made it their mandate to teach the people God's word.
他們起來就是一班想將神的說話教給人的人。And
that's what they were known for being.
所以他們出名就是去教導的。They
were known for being the teachers of the law.
他們就是在法律上的教師。They
were passionate about teaching people what God had to say.
他們很熱心地想告訴人聽,聖經裡面神的教導是什麼。They
were passionate about teaching people how to be obedient to God.
他們都很熱切地想教人聽他們所信的神的話。They
were faithful about teaching people to follow all of God's laws.
他們很忠心地去教人去忠於神的律法。They
believed that if every single person on earth followed God's word, then they would see the kingdom of God on this earth.
他們深信,如果世上每一個人都按著神的律法生活,這個神的國度就能夠見到的了。So
here we find a man named Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, who was passionate about God's word.
所以這個尼哥底母本身是法利賽人來的,他就是對神的律法非常熱心的。But
not only was he passionate, here we see that he was a member of the Jewish ruling council.
他不單是普通一個法利賽人,他甚至是在他們當中是一個長官來的。Meaning
he was not just a leader, but also very respected in that day and age.
不單是一個領袖,甚至是被人很尊敬的領袖。In
the passage it says that he comes to Jesus at night.
這裡說是晚上來找耶穌。Now
sometimes commentators and scholars and maybe even preachers will talk about what it means to come to Jesus at night.
很多釋經的人嘗試解釋為何會晚上來見耶穌呢?
And some people will say in the book of John, there's a lot of symbolism, and night and day is often used.
有人就說,因為約翰福音有很多預表的,所以日夜都有不同的意思的。
And so some people will say, well, Nicodemus came to Jesus at night in this chapter because he was clouded in darkness.
有些人就說,在這裡他晚上來,因為他當時都很混亂,有些東西蒙蔽著。
Now that might be true.
可能是他有些事想不通,
but I'm not sure if that's the whole story.
但我不知道這是不是全部的真相呢?
Other people say that Nicodemus came to Jesus at night because he was trying to confront him.
有些人又說,他晚上來,因為他想跟耶穌對質。
Some people say that he wanted to challenge Jesus, and that's why he came in during the night time.
所以他想來挑戰耶穌,所以他晚上才來。
But if you think about it, he's a member of the ruling council.
但你再細心想想,他是在整個領袖群當中的領袖。
He's a leader who's actually respected in that society.
在社會上是尊崇的。
Why would he want to hide in the middle of the night?
為什麼夜晚鬼鬼祟祟地來呢?
Other people say that he's come at night because he's actually ashamed of what he wants to ask Jesus.
有人說他夜晚來是因為他很羞愧,問這些問題。
Some people say he's come at night because he actually wants to convert to becoming a follower of Jesus.
有人說他晚上來是因為想靜悄悄地信主。
And some people say it's at night that he's trying to hide, that he's trying to be secretive, so no one knows that he's going to convert.
所以晚上來了,沒人看到他,信了主就不知道嘛。
And some people say that he has these questions and he wants to see Jesus to ask these questions that he doesn't want other people to see.
有些人說他有問題,想不通,他想問耶穌,但他又不想被人知道,他有事想不通。
But if you look at the passage, he actually doesn't ask any questions.
但你看看內容,他沒有問過什麼問題啊?
He doesn't ask anything until later on.
是在後期才問一些問題啫。
Another commentator says this, and I wonder if this adds more to what we know about nighttime.
另外還有一些說法。
Patricia Ferris writes this. While it's often said Nicodemus meets Jesus at night to avoid being seen in this illicit liaison, an alternative interpretation is more instructive. The rabbis had taught that the Torah was best studied at night when it was quiet and the distractions of the day had subsided. Nicodemus uses fresh study time to see his beyond texts.
另一個講法就是晚上讀書夠靜,不像你們那樣,臨到夜才讀的,沒有人去分你心,所以他就找一個最好的時間,就是晚上的時間,就是要學習了,所以來找耶穌的東西。Anyone
who is in high school or university knows exactly this feeling.
我想你讀中學啊,大學那些很明白的了,是不是?
The exam is tomorrow.
明天就考試了。
The paper is due in a few days.
明天要交paper了。
And you haven't done anything yet.
你什麼都沒做啊。
You're up all night.
當然是整晚通宵不睡覺啊。
You're studying by the candlelight.
當然開住眼燈喺度嚟讀書啦。Studious
because you're gonna fail.
好勤力啊,因為如果唔係肥佬啦,聽日。Maybe
for some of you it's not just about school and exams, but you're worrying about other things.
對有啲人你可能你唔係讀緊書,但可能有啲嘢你憂慮緊。Any
parent who has young children also understands what it means to be up at night.
作為父母呢,如果你有細嘅細仔,你都好明白夜媽係點樣嘅。It's
the only time you can get anything done.
唯有當我們睡了,你晚上靜靜地才能做到自己的事。The
children are finally asleep and finally you have time to yourself.
終於睡了,終於我有些時間靜一靜。But
maybe it's real worries about life.
也可能真的生命上有很多憂慮。Maybe
for some of you, you're worried about the finances.
譬如說經濟有困難呢?
You're worried about paying the bills.
你想想,死了,我要交帳了。And
it keeps you up at night, doesn't it?
晚上就在計算,怎麼交呢?
Maybe you're worried about your job and the career that you're in.
擔心自己的工作,前途。
You're wondering if you're going to have a job next year.
明年還會不會有工作呢?
Maybe even next month.
下個月有沒有呢?
And it keeps you up at night.
所以整晚在想著。
Maybe for others who have not just young children but older children, you're up at night worrying about them.
有些心一大,更多煩惱,所以整晚睡不著,在想著他們的問題。
You're worrying about how they're doing.
到底他們在做什麼呢?
You're worrying if they'll be okay.
他們活得好不好呢?
So here we find Nicodemus up at night struggling with something.
所以尼哥底母就是晚上半夜還在想著東西。He's
struggling with something that he's been thinking about for a long time.
他想了很久了,還沒想得通。And
here, this is what he says to Jesus.
所以他來到耶穌說,
Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you were doing if God were not with him.
他說,拉比,我們知道你由神那裡來,作師傅的,因為你所行的神跡,若沒有神同在,沒有人能行。It's
not a question that he has.
你留意到他不是問一個問題。It's
a statement.
他是說一句的說話。He
says, Jesus, we know that you're from God.
他說,耶穌,我知道你是從神而來的。Because
no one could do what you're doing if they weren't from God.
因為如果你不是從神而來,你不可能做到你做的事。Now,
I've been a pastor for a little over 15 years.
我都做牧師做了15年了。Not
extremely long, but long enough.
不是說很長,不過都不短了。And
if people ever come up to me and say words like this,
如果人家跟我這樣說,
that, Tim, I know that Jesus is from God.
他說,Tim,我知道耶穌是從神那裡來的。Because
no one could do what he was doing or what he's done in my life even, unless he was from God.
如果不是從神而來,
if someone said that to me,
如果有人跟我這樣說,
I would say, hallelujah!
哇,我就好啊,很開心啊。
This person believes in Jesus.
因為這個人信了主了,
this person believes in God.
他信了神啊,
this is a confession of faith.
因為這就是他信仰的一個引證來的。
This isn't just a question or somebody not sure what to do with their life.
他不是說不知道怎樣生活,不是有什麼問題,而是他是將他的經歷,他的領受,他的結論,他想說出來。
This isn't just someone who is questioning the Bible and trying to understand who is Jesus.
他不是想去明白耶穌是誰,他不是想去質疑聖經的真實性。
This is a person who believes who Jesus is.
他相信神,耶穌是誰。
And yet he's still struggling with something.
但他還有些事在掙扎著。
He's been up all night struggling with what this means.
晚上這麼晚還在想著。
I think Nicodemus is struggling with, even though he understands who Jesus is, he doesn't know what to do with that.
我相信他既然知道了之後,他現在在掙扎著,那我知道了,那我現在應該怎麼做呢?
For Nicodemus, he's been a teacher of God's word all his life.
對他來說,他一生都是教神的耶穌的神的說話。
And now he meets Jesus, a man from God.
现在遇到耶稣,
and he knows that his life can never be the same.
他知道他的生命不可以再好像以前那样,
but he doesn't know how to respond.
但应该怎么回应才是最好呢?
And that's what's keeping him up at night.
所以整晚就在想这件事了。
See, I think Jesus knows that he's struggling with this.
从耶稣的答案，我知道耶稣是明白他挣扎着什么。
Because he responds to him in this way.
所以耶稣这样答,
he says, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
耶稣说,
now, I don't know if you've studied John chapter 3 before.
我不知道你以前有没有看过这个经文。
Usually there's a lot of focus on verses 15 and 16.
很多人通常集中在15、16节。
We're not going to read that right today.
我们暂时就不会看这里。
If you stop just here,
我们看到这里而已,
Jesus doesn't talk about going anywhere.
耶稣没有叫他去哪里做些什么。
He doesn't talk about dying and going to heaven.
他又没有说死,又没有说我要上天堂。
He doesn't talk about that you'll have eternal life for the rest of your life.
又没有说你将来会有永生的。
He simply says that no one can see the kingdom of God.
他只能说没有人是能够看见天国的。
No one can see unless they were born again.
没有人能够看见天国的,除非那个人是能够重生。
This word born again is a very interesting word as well.
重生这个是一个很有趣的字。
It has several different meanings.
有几个不同的意思。
On one hand, it means to be born again, to be changed over.
重生可以说就是你改变了。
But in other translations, it actually means to be born from above.
有些翻译就是说从天上是生出来。
And being born from above means to be chosen by God.
从天上生出来就是被神去拣选的意思。
See, I think Jesus' word to Nicodemus is a word of affirmation.
我觉得耶稣的答案是去引证尼哥底母所看见的东西。
I think he basically says to Nicodemus, no one could see what you're seeing unless they were chosen by God.
他对他说,
he's affirming this teacher of the law.
他现在去鼓励引证这个律法老师他所看见的东西,明白的东西。
He's saying to him that God's chosen you.
他说神已经拣选了你。
For those of you who know the biblical story,
相信大家都很熟悉圣经的故事。
You know that there's a man named Abraham.
有个叫亚伯拉罕的人呢。
And Abraham, for most of his life, struggled with what it meant to follow God.
亚伯拉罕一生都有挣扎怎么去跟从神。
And at a certain point, God needed to say to Abraham,
去到某一个时候呢,神觉得需要跟他这么说了。
God needed to say to him, I will bless you.
神跟亚伯拉罕说,我会祝福你。
He needed God to affirm who he was.
他跟随神的当中,他都需要神是偶尔的去鼓励他,去支持他。
He needed God to affirm that he was called from God.
他需要神去引证,神是呼召他。
There's a story of Moses as well.
摩西的故事都是一样的。
And at a certain point in Moses' life, he was struggling with what it meant to be a follower of God.
所以摩西有个,当他挣扎着怎么去跟随神的时候,
and he even says to God, God, I'm a man of slow to speak. How can you call me to speak to Pharaoh?
他甚至跟神说,你知道我口齿又不清楚,说话又这么慢,我怎么去跟从你服侍你呢?
But God says to him,
但神跟他说,
I will be with you.
我会与你同在。
I have chosen you.
我拣选了你。
There's another man in the Bible named Elijah.
另外一个人就是以利亚了。Elijah
was a prophet.
他是一个先知。
And most people know about the miraculous things that Elijah did.
大家都听过以利亚做神迹的故事。
But if you study the story of Elijah, there's a moment in time where he doubts his very existence.
但如果你看他一生,你去人生里面都曾经经历过有怀疑的时候。
At one point he runs away. He runs away even from God.
有一次甚至就走佬添。
And he prays to God, God, I wish I were dead.
他甚至跟神说,哎呀神,我真的希望我死了。
But God says to Elijah, I am with you.
但是神跟他说,我与你同在。
I have chosen you.
我选了你了。
Even in the story of Jesus,
就算在耶稣的一生里面,
there's a moment when Jesus is up on a hill praying to God by himself.
当耶稣单独在山上面去祷告的时候,
and he knows in just a short while he's going to be crucified.
他知道不久的将来他就会被钉的了。
He knows that in a short while he'll be arrested and tortured.
佢會俾人捉咗啦，佢俾人哋去凌辱。
He knows in a short while that he's going to suffer more than he's ever suffered before.
佢知道佢將會受一啲嘅痛苦係佢承受唔到嘅。
And we don't know exactly what his prayer to God was.
所以我哋唔知道佢每一句同神講嘅説話係啲咩嘢。
But we know what God says to him.
但我知道神同佢講咗啲咩嘢。
God says to him, "You are my son."
神話俾佢聽，你係我嘅兒子。
Whom I love.
係我所愛嘅。
It's a word of affirmation.
呢個就係一個印證。
Abraham hears this word of affirmation and ends up leading God's people.
亚伯拉罕听到神嘅鼓励嘅时候，佢就离开佢自己嘅家族。
He ends up becoming the father of all of Israel.
成为整个以色列民嘅父亲。
Moses hears God's word of affirmation.
摩西听见神嘅鼓励。
And he ends up freeing God's slaves who were inside of Egypt.
结果就系佢会将神嘅子民带嚟。埃及嘅捆绑。
Elijah hears God's word of affirmation.
而家呢个以利亚亦都系。
And he too leads an incredible victory over the false prophets.
佢就带领以色列人点样去胜过啲假嘅先知。
Nicodemus, just like these other men, needs to hear a word of affirmation.
尼哥底母好似我哋正话所讲嘅属灵嘅人一样，佢都好需要神嘅引证。
He needs to hear God say to him, "I have chosen you."
佢好想去需要听到神话俾佢听，我拣选咗你。
But I haven't just chosen you just to be who you are.
但我拣选你唔系继续系咁样样。
It's going to involve incredible change in your life.
而我拣选你去生命系得到一个改变。
Everything that you once thought was will be changed.
你以前系咁样谂，以前咁生活，而家需要改变啦。
And it'll never be the same again.
而你改变咗之后，你唔会再系同一个人。
Earlier on, Pastor CP spoke about me completing some studies.
正我同牧师倾开，我最近系完成咗一啲嘅学习。
And the final stage of my studies that I had to do after taking a year off just to study.
所以我成年咧就系请个假咧，就专心去完成我嘅学业。
I had to fly down to my campus, which was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
我就要落到去美国嗰度去完成我学业嘅。
And that final stage, I had to sit there in front of a council of different professors.
当我写完我嘅论文嘅时候咧，我要喺一班嘅
，and I had to do a presentation and talk about the different findings that I had。
咁就要面对人老师对我嘅提问啦。
And at the end of it, they were given turn to ask me questions and ask me little details about my studies。
咁佢就会问我问题啦，咁关于我所写嘅嘢，然后我又要答佢哋。
And I was very nervous about this time。
当时咧，我好紧张啊。
Not just thinking about this one exam that I had。
唔係就話個考試嘅問題。
But I really thought back to the time that I'd taken off from work.
又係話我請咗成年假嚟做呢樣嘢。
I thought back to all the money really spent on these studies.
用咗咁多錢嚟去完成呢樣嘢。
I thought back to all the time that I was sacrificing from my family just to get this done.
諗翻我用咗好多時間甚至有時將同屋企人嘅時間都拎咗出嚟去做呢樣嘢。
As they all took turns asking questions.
咁當啲老師逐個輪流去問我問題嘅時候
，My professor pulled out some feedback that he had。
咁我嘅教授咧就從佢收到嘅一啲嘅睇法咧就同我講啦。
And he pulled out 3 pages of typed notes。
成三頁打出嚟嘅人哋嘅意見。
And they weren't just notes about my own paper。
唔單止係講我所寫個論文嘅意見。
They were typed questions about my paper。
而係問一啲問題，要問我嘅所寫嘅嘢。
Things that he found wrong about my paper.
覺得我裏面有啲寫得唔啱嘅地方。
They were typed and prepared and all ready to tell me where I was wrong.
打得好整齊，哇！預備咗話俾我聽，我錯喺邊度啦。
Needless to say, I was very, very scared.
哇！睇見嗰時候，我都有少少失望。
I was very nervous.
又好緊張。
But I was a little bit mad too.
有啲唔係好開心。
I thought to myself, "You're my professor. You're my supervising professor."
你係應該係我嘅老師嚟噶嘛？你應該係幫我嘅。
You should have given me this before.
你早啲俾我啊嘛！呢啲題目。
Why are you giving this to me now?
點解而家嚟啦考試嗰陣先交俾先俾我咧
？Long story short, I was able to pass that exam.
咁當然最後屘我都終於合格嘅。
And I was incredibly relieved.
我真係好相信。
I was incredibly proud of finishing that project.
我好開心，我好引以為榮，我終於能夠完成啦。
And of finishing my studies.
我完成咗我嘅學業。
But if you know me, and I don't know if I've shared here before.
我唔知你認識我有幾多咧，我以前唔知有冇同你講過。
But that pride and that happiness often turns quickly for me.
對我嚟講咧，呢啲開心啊，呢啲好引以為驕傲嘅嘢咧，好快脆咧就會轉過。
And I started doubting what I had achieved.
我開始又去懷疑自己了,究竟我拿了些什麼呢?
And I started thinking to myself, well, what was the point of this degree anyway?
接著我又再想,要來做什麼呢?我拿到學位又怎樣呢?
I spent years and years trying to get this completed.
用了這麼多年去完成這個學業,那又得到些什麼呢?
I gave up a year of work and pastoring from the church.
整年的沒有去服侍到,那來拿,又為了什麼呢?
I took this entire day just to fly down to Charlotte just to do this presentation.
專登坐飛機去考這個試,那又是不是真的值得呢?
I sacrificed time with my family, my wife and my kids.
我將我和我太太、子女的時間拿來讀這件事,是不是值得呢?
And I started asking, have I really achieved anything?
那到底我得到些什麼呢? 我自己問我自己。
Sunday after Sunday when I preach at my church,
當我在教會裡面繼續的每個星期在講道的時候,
I'm deeply insecure.
我裡面一種很不安全的感覺。
Every moment while I'm ministering, while I'm preaching, even the moments before I come up to preach, I'm deeply doubting myself.
所以每當我一服侍,我站上講台的時候,其實我裡面都有一種不太安全的感覺。
I'm surprised that more than 5 people show up to hear me preach.
但我很驚訝,多過5個人在聽我講話都好啊。
Now that's a funny joke because there's 5 people in my family.
因為我家裡有5個人,所以這是笑話來的。
So any more than my own family, I'm very impressed that people would come and listen to me.
所以凡是多過我家人坐在這裡聽我講道,我就會很開心的。
What are the things that you're insecure about?
對你來說,有些什麼令到你覺得不安全的呢?
What's going on in your life right now?
在你的生命上,你現在正在經歷一些什麼掙扎?
Am I the only one who's insecure and not sure of where they are in life right now?
是不是我是世上唯一一個人在這裡有這樣的疑問,有這樣的掙扎的呢?
For those of you who are young and still in school, maybe you're a little bit insecure about the path and the studies that you've chosen.
對你年輕一點的,還在讀書的,可能你的不安就是說,我將來讀完書應該選什麼學,讀什麼subject去讀呢?
Some of you who are early on in your careers, you're not sure if this is what you want to do for the rest of your life.
剛畢業,剛出來做事的人,又在想,我前面的事業會繼續怎樣發展下去呢?
Maybe you've just gotten a job or you've just taken on a new business.
可能剛剛開始有份工了,或者剛剛開始一些新的生意。
And you're not sure if other people can tell that you're faking it.
那到底我前面的路是怎樣呢?
That you really don't know what you're doing.
你會不會說,我都不知道我自己到底想怎樣呢,還有會做些什麼呢?
Maybe for some of you, you're later on in life, and you've thought to yourself, what have I really accomplished?
甚至可能你已經活了一段日子了,但你有時都會問,到底我活了這麼久,到底為什麼呢?
Were all the choices that I made through my life the right ones?
到底我過去人生做了那麼多決定,是不是全部都是對的呢?
But did I put enough time into my work?
到底我是否有放足夠的時間在我的工作上呢?
Did I give enough time to my family?
我有沒有給足夠的時間給我家人呢?
What were the things that I should have done instead?
有些什麼我其實應該可以做得更加好呢?
For many of you who are parents, you have those same worries.
我相信如果你是父母,你更加會常常都會這樣去質問自己。
Have I been a good father?
到底我是不是一個好的爸爸?
Have I been a good mother?
我有沒有做到一個好的媽媽?
Do my children even care who I am?
到底我的子女真的會不會關心我呢?
Will they love me at all in the end of my days?
當我年老力衰的時候,他們會不會仍然愛我呢?
I know that all of us have some insecurity, don't we?
我相信在人生裏面,不同的階段,我們每個人都會有不同的憂慮或者不安。
We're not sure of the life we've lived.
不是很肯定我們的生活應該是怎樣的呢?
We're not sure of where we are right now.
到底我現在站在一個什麼位置裏面呢?
And many of us are a little bit afraid of what the future will bring.
到底我前面會是怎樣呢?
But maybe that's exactly where God wants you to be this morning.
但也可能是神想你經歷這個階段。
So that you'll hear God's word of affirmation to you.
所以你會經歷到聽到神親口同你講去鼓勵你,去支持你。
Will you open up your heart to him?
你願不願意打開你的心去接受神對你的鼓勵呢?
Will you listen to his voice?
你會不會聽他的聲音呢?
That says to you.
而他跟你說,
and says to me.
好像他跟我說一樣,
I have chosen you.
我已經揀選了你,
I love you.
我是愛你的,
you are my son.
你是我的兒子,
you are my daughter.
你是我的女,
whatever's in front of you.
無論在你前面有些什麼,
I will be with you.
我是會同你同在的,
whatever you're struggling with right now.
無論你現在有些什麼掙扎緊,
those problems at work.
工作上面的困難,
it feels like no one is behind you.
好像沒有人會支持你這樣,
But I am, God
says.
但我在这里，神说, Those problems at home.
家里面很多问题,
within your marriage, within your family.
在你婚姻上面, 在你家里面,
you feel like you've made deep, deep mistakes.
你发觉自己好像做错了一些事,
you're not sure what to do.
也不是很肯定怎么可以做回呢?
You're not sure if you have the strength to go to the next step.
我有没有力再去走下去呢?
God says to you, I am with you.
神告诉你, 我和你同在,
I love you.
我爱你。
For us at our church, we spent a specific time the weeks before Easter.
我们教会在复活节之前有用了一个礼拜的时间。
This was a season of Lent for us.
因为是一个受难节。
Preparing our hearts, preparing our minds for that Easter weekend.
我们用了一个礼拜去预备我们的心去过这个复活节。
For some people, it was sacrificing something for 40 days.
有些人守这个受难节会守足40日，就在40日里面，他会选择一些东西，他会去献上给神。
For some people, they fasted one time a week for 40 days.
譬如说有些人在十四十日里面，每个礼拜都会去禁食一日。
For others, they spent intentional time, day after day, night after night, praying to God.
有些人会选择每晚去祷告。
And whether you spend intentional time or not,
无论你有没有专门去划一段时间出来祈祷,
we'll always find ourselves at some point or another at night thinking about God, won't we?
不知道你有没有留意到很多时候在晚上时,你都会想想关于神的事呢?
Focusing on who God is.
有时候会问,到底神是谁来的呢?
Thinking about who we are.
到底我是一个怎样的人呢?
And I hope in those times you'll hear God's voice.
希望在那些时刻你会听到神的声音。
The same voice that spoke to Nicodemus.
就好像耶稣对尼哥底母所说的话一样。
The same voice that spoke to Abraham.
好像神对亚伯拉罕所说的话一样。
The same voice also that affirmed Moses.
好像神对摩西所说的话。
The same words that were spoken to Elijah.
好像神对以利亚所说的每一句话。
And even those same words that were said to Jesus himself.
而且是对耶稣都是说同样的话。
You are my son.
你是我的儿子。
You are my daughter.
你是我的女儿。
I love you.
我是爱你的。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for the opportunity to hear your word, to study it. God, I don't know where everyone is this morning. I don't know what challenges or journeys they've been on, illnesses, struggles with jobs or family, or even the loss of loved ones. But God, I pray for your spirit of affirmation and love. May you cover over any of our deep insecurities. May you cause us to know exactly who you are and exactly who you've called us to be. Holy and fully loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.